Welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. My name is Reagan Warfield. In the studio with us today, Derek Fletcher, the WISE Vice President of Youth Development, and Shannon Cuffley, a mentor in the Workplace Mentor Program at T. Rowe Price. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Reagan.
All right. So first of all, let's talk all about big brothers and big sisters at the Y. That's what we're here to talk about. What does that mean? What is the program?
Well, 2 years ago, the Y in Central Maryland became the local Big Brothers, Big Sisters affiliate. And so that means that all of the mentoring matches that were a part of the former Big Brothers Big Sisters program joined the Y, and the Big Brothers Big Sisters program here locally is a part of the Y's portfolio of programs and joins the several other mentoring programs that the Y Central Maryland was already running.
So what are the mentoring programs?
So, you know, the great thing about the Y is, you know, if you have a child that needs to be mentored, or if you want to give back and you want to mentor, or maybe you want to support a mentoring relationship, you know, financially, the Y is the place to do that. We have several different options, whether they are site-based mentoring programs where the mentoring match meets at a specific location every time, or a more traditional community-based mentoring match, which is, you know, like where the big and the little go to museums and ball games and things like that. Short-term, long-term, individual one-on-one mentoring, group mentoring, mentoring focused around sports, mentoring focused around college and career readiness, whatever you need, whatever you desire, the Y has a mentoring program that's right for you.
So anyone who is listening, who has always heard about Big Brothers Big Sisters and has said, I want to get involved somehow, but I don't know how, or I don't know what that entails, this is the resource.
You can go to our website right now, ymaryland.org. You can click on our programs. You'll see our mentoring option there in the drop down, and there's a full description of all of our mentoring options and how you can get involved.
And there are different styles of programs, different types of programs, even from what you mentioned.
Yeah, there are many different types of programs. One of my favorites are our workplace mentoring programs, and that's how Shannon joined our Y and Big Brothers Big Sisters family a few years ago. Shannon works for T. Rowe Price, and T. Rowe Price is one of our corporate sponsors.
Well, yes. Shannon, let's talk about your involvement. How did you start getting involved from day one?
I actually have been a mentor for about 12 years now, and I've been in several different programs. The latest one is actually, my match and I rolled a community match from being the site-based match, which is an awesome way to get involved because that gives you the opportunity to have the kids come to you. They're there every week or every other week, whatever you depend on. And you get to have them come into your workplace. It's an hour and a half commitment. The child's always there. It's really easy to do. I got involved because T. Rowe actually offers a whole lot of mentoring opportunities. This one is particularly nice. They do a lot of philanthropic efforts. We have a lot of different programs of volunteering that we do in the community. This one being mentoring, my mother was an educator, and I used to go help her in her class. So I was always interested in working with kids, as I don't have any of my own. So it's my opportunity to kind of influence future generations and be that person for somebody.
That's incredible. And I'm sure you get rewarded in many, many ways.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There is a lot of gratification that you get. And it's when you're working with a child and you give them that light bulb moment of, oh, I get what you're trying to explain to me, if you're doing homework or something like that, or if you can just make that connection, because a lot of these kids might not have the one-on-one opportunity with adults that would be something that can really help them get confidence to advance themselves personally and at school. So you're that person for them.
And I imagine a lot of your coworkers do this as well?
Yes. We actually started out the session with 22 site-based matches. So it was, it's fabulous. And we just graduated our kids. They're in a three-year program where they come to our workplace, and they just graduated. They're going to go on to another grade. And many of our matches have rolled to the community, which is what I've done with my little.
So what does that mean
for you? For us, instead of them coming to the workplace, I now work with my matches parents to set up a time and a place for us to get together, to meet and go do things. Now, we try to do things that are very cost effective and friendly because a lot of these families don't have a lot of money to be able to spend. So we went to the park for our first outing and we played on the swings and we took some cards and we played a match game. And there was actually a deer roving through the park, which was very exciting.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She'd never seen one that close.
Oh, wow.
And our next match, we are going to go to the library and we're going to do some studying. We're going to get one of the books that's recommended for her summer reading and we're going to read it together because she needs a little help with English is her second language. So she needs a little help with speech, for pronunciation, for comprehension. So that's something that I can help with.
And how long will you do this style of program?
As long as it lasts. Usually the kids, I've had one community-based match before and we rolled from a school program and she, air quotes, outgrew me.
Okay.
when she became a teenager. She didn't feel that she kind of needed me as much. So it just kind of faded away very gently. And we just didn't see each other as much anymore. But I still think about her. That was my very first match.
Aww.
She's probably about 21 now.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. We should track her down.
I thought about it now that she's an adult that I might try and do that just to see if I can find her.
You definitely should. And what are the age ranges that, you usually have kids involved in the Big Brother, Big Sister program?
So as young as third grade, up through high school graduation.
And do the mentors have a choice?
Yes. So we will, when you are screened to be a mentor, so if you're interested in becoming a mentor, when you speak with one of our Y associates and we kind of ask you what you're interested in, what your passions are, what your capacity is, where you work, where you live, we kind of use that information to make the best decision around a potential mentoring match. Our 12-month retention rate, so those are the mentoring matches that last for at least a year, is around 94%. So 94% of the matches we make last a year or more, which is quite significant. Actually, the average length of a mentoring match for Big Brothers, Big Sisters at the Y is 3 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the secret sauce is all in the matching. It's about putting the right big and the right little together.
Yes.
Based on needs and interests.
And I just need to give a little shout out right here that there is a huge need for male mentors.
Yeah.
These young men don't necessarily want a female mentor, and there seems to be a lot more female mentors in the program than males. So we have a need for male mentors, and it doesn't matter the ages. Just come out, show some care, some concern, do some things with them. You know, bounce a basketball, do some studying, dissect a sports game that you watch on TV together. You know, talk about your favorite players. But we really have a need for male mentors out there. The young men really want to be paired with other men.
Okay, so male mentors, if anyone is listening, can go to your website.
Yep, whymaryland.org, click on Programs Mentoring, and you'll see there how you can get involved and volunteer to become a mentor. You can sign up by filling out the interest form, and we'll get right back to you and begin the process.
And that could be the site-based version, that could be the community-based.
Yep, it could be site-based, it could be community-based, it could be based around a sport, it could be an online. We have an interesting new program that we currently are in the pilot phase and we're rolling it out, taking it to scale, where it's a hybrid program. It's a technology enhanced mentoring program. And so the big and the little, they correspond with each other at least once a week on our secure platform. And then they meet in person at a mentoring match event once a month. And the goals of this particular program is around college and career readiness. We target potential first generation college students who are in high school and we pair them with a college educated mentor. And, you know, obviously it becomes their mentor for all things related to life. But this is really important, particularly for first generation college students, to have this opportunity to be mentored by someone who did go to college, since they don't have anyone in their family who has before. And it really expands their horizons and introduces them to brand new realities.
So there's somebody listening who is right on the fence. They're thinking, yep, I'm a male. Perhaps I'm college educated, if that's the route we're going to go down. And they're thinking, but I don't have the time.
Yep.
You do. You absolutely do have the time. It takes a lot less commitment than you think. But your biggest commitment is commitment. You have to be consistent. You have to show up when you say you're going to show up. You have to do the things you say you're going to do, because a lot of these kids, the older ones perhaps not so much, but they need that kind of dependability and reliability in their lives. But it really doesn't take that much. I mean, in the time that you watch a TV show, you could mentor a kid.
And, you know, the reality is, you know, we have a ton of littles on our wait list. We also have bigs on our wait list. A lot of the littles who are on our wait list, as Shannon mentioned, do want males. But believe it or not, we have some bigs who are on our wait list that want to mentor kids from the communities where they live. And we just don't have funding to support mentoring matches in those communities. So, Reagan, if somebody is listening, like you said, and it's, you know, this is important. I want to see kids impacted. I don't personally have the time, but maybe you can support a mentoring match for someone else who does have the time. If you go to whymaryland.org, click on donate. One of the options that'll come up there is that you can target your gift to the Y in Central Maryland towards Big Brothers, Big Sisters, or another one of our mentoring programs.
That's great. And where would that money go specifically?
So, you know, there's a lot of training that goes into this. We don't just match folks with, you know, with the little or with the mentee and say, you know, go with God. and even before we get to the training, there is a screening process.
Oh,
so
yes.
Obviously, child safety is of paramount importance. And so, you know, after a person is appropriately screened and vetted, and we have identified who we're going to match that big with, there's a training process, and then there's also ongoing support. All of our mentoring matches are supported by a youth development professional who is there to support both the big, the little, and the family of the little through every step of the process. And did I mention that when littles are enrolled in one of our mentoring programs, their entire family gets a complimentary Y membership, and the big also gets a complimentary Y membership as well as a result of this.
Oh, wow.
And they have pools.
Yeah. Right.
And it's hot.
So don't sign up for the pool.
Yeah, don't sign up for the pool.
I'm just saying, it's a bonus.
But it's also a nice bonus. And it's a great place for the mentoring matches to meet.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. We can go swimming together. So I can take my little and we can go to the local Y and we could go play in the pool if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. That is open to us as an option thanks to this now being sponsored by the Y.
So you're not just going in blind. You're not just being thrown in.
No.
You're given resources and
lots.
You're just given help and all kinds of things.
And there will be questions along the way. And you have a Y professional who's supporting your mentoring match, who's there in the trenches with you.
And so, you also have online training. Let me just shout out to that, because there's online training that you can take as an elective, which I've done quite a few of those programs, but there's some really interesting ones, such as Communication is the Key to Mentoring Success. Online program, you can just go watch it at your own pace, you can pause it, you can pick it back up, and it answers a lot of questions and gives you some scenarios. They also have things like mentoring youth of color.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, you're not the same racial background as your little, so this will perhaps give you some insight. Mentoring, supporting students to succeed in school. That's another program that you can take. So there's some very targeted, great online training, and you can do it at your own pace, on your own time, or not do it. It's your choice.
Yeah.
But it's a tool that's available out there. They provide you with so many.
And it makes you a better mentor.
It does.
Yeah. It does. And if you're listening and maybe you work at a corporation and you think that your employer would love to have a workplace mentoring program like Shannon's employer, T. Rowe Price, does. T. Rowe Price actually has two programs, two site-based mentoring programs that we run, where we partner the company with the local school. We put the kids on a bus once every other week and we bring them to the office, and together the mentoring match meets right there at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And there are activities that are structured, that are facilitated by Y associates. They have lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wonderful. And actually, in Shannon's program, in the T. Rowe Price program, Shannon mentioned that we just got to year 3 of this cohort, and 20 of the 25 original matches in year 1 we're still there 3
wow.
years later.
Yes.
So that means that the child didn't leave the school for 3 years, and the big didn't leave the company for 3 years, and they remained in the program. Like, all of those things have to be true in order for them to still be there 3 years later. So an 80% retention rate over 3 years is quite significant.
No kidding. Shannon, with a place like T. Rowe, what is the impact of a program like Big Brothers, Big Sisters on the employees?
Oh, it's very positive. It's really fun when the kids arrive and they come trooping through the lobby and we heard them
all. They do come trooping.
Oh my gosh, they do. They're so excited. And then they pile onto the elevators. And I mean, it just brings an energy and an excitement. And you end up having conversations with coworkers perhaps you might not have. T. Rowe globally has 7,000 associates. Not that many downtown, but there's a lot of people that you don't know that you might not have connections with. So it also kind of provides you that opportunity to link up with folks in the company you might not have. And it has them stop you in the hall and ask questions about the program. Perhaps the site-based isn't for them. Perhaps you can get them interested in the community or another school program. But it really brings a wonderful energy and excitement to the entire company, really.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And you're willing for someone to come forward and say, my whole company wants to get involved,
yep.
Right?
The whole company wants to get involved, and we can begin to have a conversation. Shoot us an email, mentoring@ymaryland.org.
Derek, as the Vice President for the Y of Youth Development, mm-hmm. What kind of success stories have you seen just over the last couple of years?
Oh, my gosh. The success stories are incredible. I mean, first of all, I think about my own, you know, life, and I realize that I had a wonderful community who helped raise me. And, you know, there's a lot of research now around the results of adverse childhood experiences and the results of trauma and how that shows up in all of our lives. And I think about how many of those risk factors were allayed for me because I had such wonderful support systems in place. I was connected to adults who cared about me, and not just adults that were related to me, folks that were that were from the community that made up the village that raised me. And essentially what our mentoring programs do is that we create that community for that child. We create that village for that young person, the resources that they can tap into to be a support for them. The research is really clear just around the incredible benefits that a child has of having a consistent, trusting relationship with a caring adult that he or she is not related to, like outside of their family. It's one of the things that leads a child to be more likely to thrive. It's a predictive indicator of success in adulthood for the child. And so the stories are just incredible, not only about the impact on the little, but also the impact on the bigs. As I meet all of the mentors that are in our programs, they all, when I say, tell me about your mentoring match, they first tell me about how they've been changed as a result of it. You know, like, and they don't go into it most of the time expecting to learn from their little or for their, you know, horizons to be expanded, but it happens inevitably.
What do you, I imagine it sounds like what you're saying is you see yourself in some of the littles.
I see myself in some of the littles, but I also see, you know, myself in all of the bigs as well. Before I was working for the Y and before, you know, mentoring programs was a part of the body of work that I lead at the Y, you know, I was a mentor and my wife was a mentor as well. And so our mentees are now that they're grown and they're all married. But, you know, like I can remember when my wife and I got married several years ago, you know, like they were there. They were, you know, they were a part of our wedding party because they became a part of our family.
Wow.
There's something that happens throughout the course of the mentoring relationship where it's like at one point, you know, that young person no longer becomes your mentee. That young person becomes your family.
It's true. It's true. And I haven't had quite that experience yet with the littles because I need to get a community match that'll kind of go that length. But ironically, I've started mentoring other places in addition to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I have had that experience. I've been to mentees' weddings. I've been to their graduations. It's extremely gratifying. Extremely.
Derek mentioned learning from the mentees. What have you learned?
Oh, well, actually, I use my opportunity as matches. We pick something and we study it together.
Oh, cool.
So one of the things that has been very popular with some of my littles is studying languages. And while I might not retain them terribly well, it's awfully fun to study them. I've studied Japanese, Hebrew, and French with some of my littles. Different languages with different kids.
Wow.
But it's very fun because that gives me an opportunity to learn something more. And it gives you a chance to revisit your childhood a little good. You get to play games. You get to do things that, you know, you might not have an excuse to do as an adult. But It's a good combination of fun and learning is what it's what you want. And I just want to emphasize that you're not the parent to these kids. Mm-hmm. You're an adult friend.
Yeah.
So you're not expected to be the bad guy, the disciplinarian. Yeah. You're not expected to do any of the heavy lifting, so to speak, there. You're just their friend, an ear, someone they can talk to.
And you're not their savior.
No.
Right? Like, this is not, you know, because I don't want us to... I want to be sure we don't paint a picture, you know.
That's too rosy.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's too rosy or that's too thorny, you know, because, you know, this is not a situation where, you know, you're adopting a child. Not anything like that at all. It's just a consistent, loving, kind presence that's willing to share a part of your time, some of your life, and just expand the horizons of a young person.
Derek, you mentioned you and your wife were mentors. Why yeah. did you start as a mentor?
Well, because, you know, I think we inherently saw the value that the mentors had in our lives. There is a statistic, the National Mentoring Partnership recently did a study around young people who have, you know, risk factors in their life related to adverse childhood experiences. And of those young people, 90% of them who were mentored are more likely to become a mentor when they get older. And so it's just one of those things where you reach back in the same way that you were blessed to do it.
And what have you learned from your mentees?
Patience. I learned patience. And now that I'm a dad, I try to remember all of the lessons that I learned. Because I was really judgy as a mentor, right? Because like, I didn't have kids. And so I would listen to my mentees complain about their parents. And, you know, I would never say this to them. But I would think in my mind, like, oh, you know, I'm never going to be like that when I'm a dad. And I'm going to be so patient and listen, you know, and I'm going to have a listening ear. And, of course, now that I have my own kids, all of that goes out the window. So I constantly try to really remind myself of those lessons that I learned from them around, you know, giving young people space to explore, giving them space to take risk and being there to catch them when they fall, so that they then learn about resilience and grit.
And just to ask some questions about, you know, catching the people that are listening who are meant to be listening right now, mm-hmm. This is available in what areas?
Right now, we serve Baltimore City and the five surrounding counties. A lot of our funding is specifically focused in certain areas, but if you contact us, we can let you know if we're currently making matches in your area. And if we're not, you go on our wait list there, and that also gives us the compelling case that we need to also solicit additional funding for those areas. When we say, hey, not only do we have kids who need to be served in this particular community, we also have mentors that are ready to be matched and ready to serve them. We just need the funding to support it.
How soon could someone listening today go to the website, whymaryland.org, mm-hmm. and become a mentor?
Soup to nuts, all in all, it is most likely to happen if we have a mentee who is waiting, who meets your needs and your passions, and it's in the area, the geographic area where you want to serve. You could be matched with them in about 3 months because we have a screening process that we
sure.
go through
and some training
a vetting process. Yeah, and yeah. some training.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So come the fall, you could be yep. with your mentee, or it could be much longer than that, depending on all yep. the other situations.
Yeah.
The more open you are to variables, the sooner you'll be matched.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got just a few minutes left. Is there anything else that you want to add about the Big Brothers, Big Sisters at the Y, the program, someone listening right now who could possibly donate or possibly become a mentor?
Go to our website now, whymaryland.org. It is very user-friendly. There on our website, you can express interest and you can sign up to mentor. If you have a child that you want to be mentored, if you want more information on our corporate partnerships and our workplace mentoring programs, that's there. Or if you just want to just give to support out of your the kindness and abundance of love and resources that you have. We appreciate that as well. No gift is too small, and certainly no gift is too big. WhyMaryland.org.
And we are speaking to potential mentors right now, and you don't have to have a degree. Yep. You don't have to have a superpower. You don't have to have a big social media following. You just are going to be a friend to these kids, and you're going to find out things about yourself, such as we've talked about. You know, if you're wondering if you're going to be a parent, how will I be with kids? hey, this is a great way to find out. You can relive bits of your childhood. I've talked about that, about how you can go have some fun. It's not all about just education. And you can do all of this without the pressure of being the parent. So it's really kind of liberating. And it isn't always easy. We talked about this. There's going to be, you know, some hard questions, but you have the resources and the backup of the why to help you figure these things out. They can talk to you about, you know, how to deal with bullying, you know, family members that might have passed. I've had some kids that have had to go through that. They can really provide you with some resources to help you with this. You know, kids that are having trouble getting through school. We know how to read. We can help them with that. Pronunciation, you know, comprehension. These are all things we can help with. And the rewards are so, so very gratifying right down to your soul. They really, really are.
You can feel it. Yeah. Thank you so much. Big Brothers, Big Sisters at the Y. Become a mentor. Derek Fletcher, Vice President of Youth Development at the Y. And Shannon Cuffley, Mentor in the Workplace Mentor Program at T. Rowe Price. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing and for doing all the work that you do beyond certainly our conversation here. Appreciate
Reagan,
that.
Reagan, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.